From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So Friday, barked like a dog. Saturday, our time. Friday, their time. They sort of got it back together, but down for the week. Is that it in summation?
In summation, yeah. Well, we can just skip over this. We'll now just talk about rugby, I suppose. Look, last week ended up being pretty notable, really, for the pickup that we saw in volatility and that sort of scary sell-off that we saw on Thursday evening, our time, which was the biggest sell-off we've seen in US markets since March, and shone a light back on those rather uncomfortable weeks we saw back in the midst of the panic back in March. So the sell-off on Thursday night, that was sort of echoed around the world, and it raised a lot of questions about the robustness, or I suppose, depending on how you view it, the fragility of the current rally, the current lift up that we're seeing in share markets. And actually, if you talk to a whole lot of the sort of, I suppose, old school investors out there, the current rally is probably one of the most disliked rallies that we've ever seen. And that's because of this disconnect that you and I have talked about between the economic numbers that we're seeing and the fact that markets tend to be more forward looking. So in little old New Zealand, we come into work Friday morning and the local market had to react to that overnight ugly price action as expected. We were very weak as we opened up Friday morning, but the share market quite quickly found support. Actually, it lifted and closed down only 2.2%, and just to remind you, the S&P 500 fell almost 6%, the Dow almost 7% Thursday night. So pretty solid reaction from the New Zealand market. We did end up last week with having sort of four down days in a row, but again, it was a 5.4% fall over those 4 days, but the actual market was up 3.2% on Monday. And the US markets then go into Friday night. We're looking for a rebound. They did get a rebound. It's pretty anemic, though. 1.3% up on the S&P 500. But again, let's just put a bit of context in here. Last week, the S&P 500 fell 4.8%. The week before, it gained 4.9%. So maybe towards the end of last week, a bit of realism, a bit of a profit taking, kicking in, I suppose. The key, Mike, though, is what happens from here, because that's all rear vision mirror stuff, isn't it? And I think the ability for share markets to kick on now outside of New Zealand, I think it does depend in the short term a little bit on the success that we're going to see in reopening of various jurisdictions. And we need to be on the lookout for sort of re-emergence of sort of epicenters, because there is the potential for them out there. So because that's going to constrain the economic momentum that you get from reopening. So the jury's out still, really, Mike, I suppose, in places like the US. Still seeing worrying trends in California, Texas, Florida. Looks potentially could be like another New York and New Jersey. You're seeing some almost exponential rising cases there. We've got another outbreak in Beijing. I don't know if you picked up on that over the weekend. And then still real concern about Brazil and Russia. So, look, the world's definitely not out the other side yet. And I think that will impact on the short-term performance of markets over the next couple of weeks.
Talk to me about the PMI.
Yeah, Business New Zealand, BNZ, Business New Zealand Performance and Manufacturing Index, saw some positive signs here, but again, we have to temper it a little bit. So the seasonally adjusted PMI, 39.7, so it's below 50, evidence that the sector is contracting. That is a 13.8 rise from April, so that's pleasing to see, and it's also higher than the level we saw in March. You went into level 2 in May and your business has got up and running again. So you see production, new orders, good increases there. But employment, Mike, employment's still got a problem with employment. The employment sub-index actually fell from April. So it's now at the lowest level we've seen it at. So it fell March, April, May. It just kept falling. So while it's pleasing to see a rebound in the PMI at the top level, this employment issue, it's at the same levels it was at in the 2008-2009 recession. So now you've got all the complications of the wage subsidy dropping off, and that is going to be, that is real key to how we go as to what happens in that confidence around employment over the next couple of months.
See what happens with the second wave. What are the numbers?
25,605 on the Dow, so gained 477, 1.9%. S&P 500 closed 3041, up 39, 1.3%. The Nasdaq 9588, up 96, 1% gain there. The FTSE 100 gained 28, 6105. The Nikkei and lost 167 points, 22305. Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2919. The Australasia ASX 200, 5847, down 113, 1.9% fall. And as I said, we lost 2.2%. The closing level was 10,905. That was 249 point drop on the day on Friday. On the currencies, 0.6442 against the US on the wholesale markets to open the week. 0.9390 Aussie, 0.5725 Euro, 0.5135 pounds, 69.28 yen gold, or $1,730.75. And Brent crude oil just dropping back below $40, $38.73.
Superb start to the week. Look forward to Tuesday. Appreciate your time as always. Andrew Keller here and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.